In the name of Allah, hello and welcome to Spectrum Iran, Saar Television's weekly program focusing on topical issues concerning the Islamic Republic. Well, on Monday, February the 1st, special ceremonies were held in Iran and many other countries to mark the first day of the 10-day dawn period, which culminated in the overthrow of the Pahlavi regime and the 31st anniversary of the Victory Islamic Revolution in Iran. On February 1, 1979, the late leader of the Islamic Revolution and the founder of the Islamic Republic, Imam Khomeini, arrived at Mehrabad International Airport after spending 15 years in exile. Millions of enthusiastic Iranians warmly received Imam Khomeini, and within 10 days, the Islamic Revolution became victorious in Iran. Well, let us begin tonight's program by expressing our congratulations on this auspicious occasion. Despite various obstacles and sanctions, Iranian scientists and researchers have made the headlines in various realms of science, namely in the nuclear technology, nanotechnology, and also medical field, especially stem cell research and cloning, etc., to name just a few. We are going to dedicate tonight's edition of Spectrum Iran to focusing on medical achievements made in over three decades since the victory of the Islamic Revolution in Iran. And to help us with our show tonight, we have two special guests. We have the pleasure of being joined in our studio in the city of Shiraz by Iran's former Minister of Health and Medical Education, Dr. Kamran Bagheri Lankarani. Dr. Lankarani is also the founder and editor of Iran's first journal of medical electronics. Dr. Lankarani, thank you for giving us the pleasure of your time, sir.
Thank you. It's my pleasure being in your program.
Thank you, sir. And joining us on the phone from Tehran is Dr. Ali Akbari Sari, Assistant Professor in Health Policy, Tehran's Medical Science University. Dr. Akbari Sari is also the Director of Iranian Medical Journals. Dr. Akbari Sari, thank you for you giving us the pleasure of your time as well, sir.
Okay, my pleasure. Hi, I would also like to say hello to you and your special guest and anybody watching this program tonight. My pleasure to be here.
Thank you, sir. Before we get into our discussion, let's take a listen to the introduction to our program. Stay with us. Three decades since the victory of the Islamic Revolution, Iranian researchers have made several crowning achievements in the field of medicine. While in the hectic years following the revolution, the majority of surgical operations were performed by Indian and Pakistani physicians, Iranian doctors took matters into their own hands. Today, these physicians not only perform all medical procedures in the country, but also save the lives of patients referred to them from neighboring nations. The past 30 years have witnessed a considerable increase in the number of articles published in medical peer-reviewed journals, as a result of which Iran now ranks in the top 27 in the world in terms of positive contributions to the field of medicine. Today, Iran has become one of the leading countries in pharmaceutical industry, nanotechnology, biotechnology, genetics, and stem cell research. Iran has also celebrated the eradication of several contagious diseases, leading to a considerable decline in the under-5 mortality rates. Nearly all Iranian children are now inoculated based on the country's immunization guidelines, making Iran the first in the Middle East to eradicate contagious diseases such as polio, measles, rubella, infantile tetanus, tuberculosis, and several other infectious diseases. The country is currently pursuing appropriate strategies to lower the risk of developing hepatitis B and HIV. little doubt that 3 decades of inexhaustible efforts by Iranian researchers and scientists after the victory of the Islamic Revolution serve not only their compatriots, but also the whole of humanity. Welcome back. Dr. Bagheri Lankarani in Shiraz, would you briefly tell us about the medical achievements made in the Islamic Republic of Iran since the victory of the revolution, sir?
Thank you. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. When we want to talk about the achievements in medical sciences in Iran, we should look in our past situation. I remember in the beginning years after the revolution, every year near 4,000 patients were sent out of the country for operations like cardiac surgery. We didn't have any special section for oncology. Transplantation was done very sparsely in the country. And also regarding the medications and pharmaceutical industry, I remember that the number of the pharmaceutical factories were very few, and most of them were only working as a packaging unit, not really in the field of producing the drugs. But now after 31 years, we can see that in the country now we have every year more than 20,000 cardiac surgeries, and we accept every year near 5,000 people from countries around us, from our neighbor countries, to perform cardiac surgery for them. We have the largest transplant, bone marrow transplantation unit in the region, in our country, and we have celebrated the transplantation of the 20,000 patients with bone marrow with very good success. Also in the field of renal transplantation, liver transplantation, our transplantation centers are very active. We can also point to the number of the special wards, I mean cardiac care units, intensive care units, pediatric ICU, and things like that, that when we compare to our situation in past, we can say the number of beds have increased a lot. But if we go to more detail, we see that the primary health care, which was not existent before the revolution, has expanded in these 30 years. The statistics tells us that before Islamic Revolution, the coverage for access to the health services in the rural area was under 40%. It means that less than 40% of the rural inhabitants had access to the primary health care. Now we can say proudly that the access in the cities is 100%, and in the rural area it is more than 95% through our extensive expansion of the health network, which includes more than 70,000 health houses, near 5,000 health centers, and near 1,000 hospitals. And through this referral system and network, we can provide health care to the most of the nation.
Thank you. Dr. Lankarani, in view of the achievements made, the successes gained, how does Iran rate among regional countries? Where is our standing among the countries in our region, sir?
This ranking goes to different different aspects of the health. For example, when we talk about the coverage for vaccination, we are one of the few countries in the region that could get the near 100% coverage, and sometimes our coverage is more than 100% because we have to cover some of our neighbor countries and we have to provide vaccines to their children to be sure that the disease doesn't come to us. For example, only 4 countries in the world did not eradicate poliomyelitis, and unfortunately two of them are our eastern neighbors, and it's very hard for our country to keep the country clean from poliomyelitis, and to reach this goal we have to send some vaccines even to our neighbors and vaccinate the people in the neighbor countries. Regarding the access to the primary health care, as I mentioned, we have a good ranking. We have this access for more than 95% in the rural area and near 100% in the urban areas. Regarding the pharmaceutical industry, we are one of the few countries in the Islamic world that could produce vaccines. We produce several vaccines in our own countries. Most of the vaccines which we use in our expanded program for immunization are produced domestically. Near 95% of our drugs are produced in the country, and this is something I could say unique in our region, and most of the countries in our region, they import the drugs from other countries. In the field of drugs, we have also expanded our production program, and now we are producing several biotechnologically based drugs. For example, many cytokines, which we use them as therapeutic agents for treatment, for example, of anemia, cancer patients. We produce these drugs in our own country. One of them is the interferon, which we use it in the treatment of hepatitis, and also another interferon, which is beta interferon, which is used in the treatment of multiple sclerosis, which is also produced in our own country. And this is, as I said, something unique in our region. We don't have any other country in our region that could produce these drugs. And we are now exporting some of these drugs to our neighbor countries and even to some other countries in other continents. We had the success to export these drugs to them. But the most important thing, I think, is the overall health situation, which, and all health health indicators such as under 5 mortality, neonatal mortality, maternal mortality. You know that we have the MDGs, Millennium Development Goals. Countries in the beginning of this new millennium announced that they want to reduce the number of the maternal mortalities to 2/3 of what has been on 1990. In our country, I can say we reached this millennium goal before the end point that was announced. The end point was 2015, but we could reach this goal just last year in the middle of the program, the proposed program, and we saw this reduction of the maternal mortality through our expansion of program for maternal care, which I can say now covers more than 90% of the mothers in the whole country. I think these health indicators talk very brightly to us about the health situation in Iran.
Thank you, Dr. Ankarani. Dr. Akbari, sorry, you're an assistant professor in health policy, sir. Please tell us about the policy being pursued and implemented in Iran, in your views, and how successful it has been.
Yeah, sure. Actually, the main aim of any health system is to improve the health status of its people. And I think definitely we have made great achievements and improvements to achieve this aim. And I think first I should just highlight some important points which would show and which would highlight how we have made these improvements. Then perhaps I will go to the main reasons and the policies which made to help to achieve these improvements. There are many different health indicators by which we can sort of measure and evaluate the health status of people. And as Dr. Lankarani mentioned, indicators like mortality rate, morbidity rate and fertility rate. These are some very important indicators. And I think very sort of exact figures and precise figures, which was confirmed and supported by the WHO and original research done in Iran, shows that we have made improvements and great improvements in most of these health indicators. For instance, if I would like to mention just some of them, for neonatal mortality rate, I think it was about 32 in 1976, and now it's less than 18 per 1,000 per live birth. And for infant mortality rate, at that time, research shows it was about 93 per 1,000, and now it's less than 28. It's perhaps about 25. And under 5 mortality rate, which is a very important indicator, which shows the health status of people very well. It was around 135 at the time of revolution in 1976, and in 1990 it became close to 70, 75, and now it's less than 35. So we have made great achievements and rapid improvements in reducing the mortality rate in different areas. And this sort of improvements and achievements has been much greater than many other countries around us. Actually, you might know that WHO has divided all the countries into 6 regions, and we are in the region called East Mediterranean region. We are in the East Mediterranean region, and there are 27 countries around us. About 6 of these countries are sort of poor countries, and about 6-7 are very rich, and we are something in the middle. About 10 countries are sort of in the middle. But the level of improvements in these indicators in Iran over the last 2 or 3 decades have been much greater in some of them even than rich countries, which had a lot of monies and resources and opportunities. But we would be able to make very good achievements in these areas. For instance, in 1970, about 60% of mortality under 5 mortality rate was estimated to be due to infectious disease like respiratory infectious disease, upper respiratory, and no less than 5% are due to these diseases. This shows that we have rapidly reduced the morbidity rates and the infections rate, and this has led to great improvements in life expectancy of people. I think at the time of revolution, the life expectancy has been around 56, 57, and now it's more than 75, and it's becoming better over time. And this shows that we have made several improvements in many different areas. And as Dr. Lankarani said, the fertility rate and mother mortality rate, these are very important indicators. And in fertility rates, we have also achieved great improvements, which has made Iran a unique country almost around the world. At the time, I think about maybe 2 decades ago, the fertility rate in Iran was about 5.2. It was more than 5%, and now it's around 2%, which shows we have made a very good sort of family planning for people in Iran. And one very important improvement has been made in adult literacy rate. It was about 55% in 1990, and now it's more than 80%. It's close to 82-83%. And this shows we have made great improvements in the health status of people. And I think many of these improvements are due to several different policies made and major changes made in the national health system after revolution. As Dr. Lankarani mentioned, we sort of developed a very good and extensive primary health care network, which was, I think, in 1986. So this primary health care network helped many people in different areas, in areas of the countries, in far rural areas and in sort of poor areas. And this was a good reason for improving this sort of health indicators. And we have, I think, made several other changes over this time. For instance, medical education was incorporated and merged into the sort of healthcare delivery system, and we established Ministry of Health and Medical Education at that time. I think it was about 1986. Okay. So this helped us to expand the number of medical schools, the training of nurses and doctors, and the human.
Thank you, Dr. Akbari. We'll go into the training of doctors and medical staff maybe later on in the program. Dr. Lankarani, would you please tell us about the importance of the achievements made in view of the difficulties that we have faced, for example, the 8-year imposed war, various sanctions, obstacles imposed on the Islamic Republic. How important are these successes in view of the problems that we have had in the last 30 years?
Last year, when I was the minister, we had a visiting minister from one of our neighbors. He told me that the importance of your work is that you did it independently. Mm-hmm. Many countries have developed, for example, subspecialty wards, special programs for treating the oncologic patients, transplant patients, or they have even produced pharmaceutical industry. But most of these developments were dependent in those countries on some foreign companies or some foreign governments. In Islamic Republic of Iran, what has been achieved, the unique feature of this achievement is that it was done independently, and as you mentioned, it happened during war in the first place, and then during the sanctions which were imposed toward our country in all of these 30 years. And these sanctions and the war and the pressures of the some foreign governments over our country could not abound our country from achievement in the field of medical science. And indeed, it was a good motivation for our scientists to work harder. I remember 3 years ago, we suddenly received a notice from some of the countries that we do not sell to you the radioisotopes which we use them in the therapy and also diagnostic work of some of our patients. They said that we are doing this because of the sanction of your country. This motivated our scientists, and within, I think, 3 months or something like that, our scientists could produce the radioisotope by themselves. And now we are one of the few countries in the world that could produce radioisotopes, for example, radioiodine and other radioisotopes, which we use them in the diagnostic and also therapeutic medicine for some cancer patients and some other patients, for example, in the cardiac monitoring and things like that. I think these sanctions were a good help for us, and we should thank our enemies because they produced sanctions to us, and this motivated our scientists a lot, and we could achieve these progresses within 30 years that if the situation was normal, we could not reach this point.
Thank you, Dr. Bagheri Lankarani. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back within 40 seconds. Stay with us. Welcome back to Spectrum Iran. Dr. Lankarani, I'd like to continue with you, if I may, sir. How can the Islamic Republic of Iran further close the gap, the medical gap, with the developed countries, sir? As the former Minister of Health in the previous cabinet, what was your roadmap in this regard, sir?
I think the future of the medical sciences is through the interprofessional development. Mm-hmm. And because of this, one of our main visions in for the future development in the medical sciences was to promote these interprofessional disciplines. For example, nanotechnology could become very active in the field of pharmaceutical industry and also in the field of the medicine. And because of this, we established a new discipline in the Islamic Republic of Iran of medical nanotechnology, which is now very active, and they are very motivated in producing drugs and also in the field of environmental health, which they have a lot of things to offer to our country. And also, for another example, is medical informatics, biotechnology, and disciplines like this. Another aspect that we tried to work on it, and I know that the current vision in the ministry is also focusing on this, is to have a better look to our health technology. And I think health technology assessment is now something that's very mandatory for every country, including ours. Many technologies come to the world, and we are not sure that every technology is effective or should be promoted, because many of these technologies are expensive, but without any documented or evidence-based benefit to the countries. So we have to be very careful in importing these technologies, and this needs to be done through a scientific work, which is called health technology assessment. Regarding the therapeutic aspects, I could say that in our country, we can offer almost all of the available treatments in the Western countries. Sometimes we have some problems with some of the technologies. For example, we do not have still real-time MRI in our country, but this is not mandatory for performing surgeries every time, and most of the times we can do the surgeries without having this technology. So if we go to the therapeutic medicine, I can say we do not feel any shortcoming in the country currently, and everything that we needed for this therapeutic system is now available in the country. Some of the availabilities should be expanded, for example, as I mentioned in some of the parts, but the technique, the expert, the knowledge and the skills are currently present in the country, and we can offer what we need through our own efforts.
Thank you, Dr. Lankarani. Dr. Akbari, you were telling us, you were giving us some facts and figures about the rise in the number of doctors and nurses, the medical staff trained in the Islamic Republic. Would you please continue giving us those facts and figures? And also, tell us about the success we've had in the field of family planning, sir. Briefly, if you would, sir.
Actually, I think at the time of revolution, around that time, we had only about 7,000 nurses working in Iran. This means that we had about 2 nurses per 10,000 population. And many of these nurses were working in the large cities and in small cities and rural and villages. We didn't have enough sort of staff to work for the health of people. And I think several thousands of foreign physicians were working in Iran, which would cost the health system, I think, close to $100 million at the time. And I think now, within the expansion of medical education and merging of medical education to healthcare delivery. We could train a lot of medical doctors and nurses, more than 100,000 of them. And now I think we've got nurses and doctors in any area which we need. And we have made great achievements, you know, by this change in the policy and in the way we try to educate our nurses and doctors and other sort of allied sciences. So these are great achievements which we could make in expanding human resources and at the same physical resources, so hospitals, number of beds, number of, as Dr. Lankarani said, health houses, health centers, and tertiary care, secondary care. So these are great achievements which we could make over these two or three decades. Regarding family planning, I think actually when the rate of birth is high, this would lead to many other different issues like their education, their health, and many other things. So the aim of many developing countries is to sort of reduce the rate of the fertility rate so that they can manage the population. And we could make great achievements from 5.2 to around 2% over this time, which sort of is not comparable with many, many other countries. I think it's 15%, this sort of achievements, it's 15%, even more than many sort of developed countries, which sort of could not make these achievements in this short period of time.
Thank you, Dr. Akbari. Dr. Bagheri Lankarani, sir, as the former health minister of the Islamic Republic, you made several trips abroad, sir. You made a trip to a London conference and you made an important speech there. Please tell us, how is the medical success of the Islamic Republic perceived abroad? You did say that you'd been told that the importance was that it is independent, but what is the general perception of the success of Iran in this particular regard?
I should say that unfortunately many countries, even many scientists, do not realize the achievements which have been made in the country in past 30 years. This may be some fault of our own, because we did not document our progress very clearly, and we did not report it in the places that we should have been announcing the situation. When I talked in London conference, which was about the social determinants of health, and I mentioned the progresses which we had in our country in past 30 years, some of the expressions was, I should say, announcing that we didn't realize these achievements could have occurred in a country like yours in only a period of 30 years. And I think we have to produce more documentaries, produce more articles on these achievements, and have more collaboration with other centers to let the world know what happened in Iran in past 30 years. And also, through our own capacities, we are now at the place that we can help other countries to have the same achievements. Currently, we are hosting many medical students from other countries in our country. Near several thousands of them are now studying in Iran in different fields of medicines. In some of the countries, the first specialists in some of the fields have been graduated from our own country. For example, in Afghanistan and other countries, we have sent some specialists to them, and now they have established the specialty wards in their own country. We are glad that we could help these countries to be dependent on their own powers and could provide the services to their own people by themselves.
Thank you, sir. Dr. Nakarani, what would it take for the Islamic Republic to reach the top 10 countries as far as the public health care system is concerned, both in terms of quality and the national coverage, sir?
When we talk about the achievements, we should not ignore our shortcomings. One of our problems right now in the country is about the health economics. This is something very important for the health system. We have to produce a sustainable economic resource for our health system. This is something that needs to be worked on it very hardly. And also another issue which is now one of the challenges for the health system is the issue of the insurance and how to make them more qualified, how to deepen their coverage, especially during the very costly diseases like cancers and things like that. We should know about these challenges and we should work hard on them. Fortunately, in the next development plan, which would be started next year, one of the proposals is to reduce the out-of-pocket payment for the people to less than 30%. And there is a good plan for this, to reduce this out-of-pocket payment within the next 5 years to the less than 30%. Right now the situation is about 55%, and I think through this proposal we can reduce the out-of-pocket payment to less than 30%. Another important issue is the new burden of diseases in the country. Previously, as Dr. Akbari mentioned, the major problems were mostly related to contagious diseases. Still, we have some contagious diseases, some new coming diseases. As you know, for example, currently we are in the middle of a pandemic of flu. But the major burden of disease right now is about the non-contagious diseases, chronic diseases like diabetes, cardiovascular disease, atherosclerosis, hypertension, and things like that have a major impact on our health system, and we should work harder on the ways to prevent these diseases. This is mostly related to correction of the lifestyle and the human behavior. Fortunately, for example, in the field of the tobacco restriction, we are one of the few countries which have passed a very comprehensive law about the restriction on tobacco sale and restriction of the advertisement and things like that in our parliament. And the program is now becoming active in the country. And I think through these programs, we can have a better lifestyle and more healthy life behavior, which could promote the health system of the country.
Thank you, sir. Well, with those comments by Dr. Bagheri Lankarani, we've come to the end of this edition of Spectrum Iran. Special thanks to both our special guests for the time and input. We are joined on the phone by Dr. Ali Akbari Sari, Assistant Professor in Health Policy at Tehran's Medical Science University. Dr. Akbari, it was a pleasure to have you join our program, sir.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay. We're also joined in our studio in the beautiful city of Shiraz by Iran's former Minister of Health and Medical Education, Dr. Kamran Bagheri Lankarani. Dr. Lankarani, it was a pleasure to have you join our program as well, sir.
Thank you, and I enjoyed being in your program, and I hope we could provide some information to your audience.
Thank you, sir. The pleasure was ours. That's a wrap for this edition of Spectrum Iran. Thanks to our viewers for staying tuned. If you'd like to make any comments or suggestions, please do so by sending us your short text messages on 0046-7301-20901, or you can email us at sahatv@irib.ir. Alternatively, you can watch our programs live or recorded at setv.irib.ir. Goodbye and God bless.